At Vocalo, we've always known what Chicago sounds like. Now we want to hear from you. Every Friday night on WBEZ, the Vocalo Hotline features song requests and dedications from listeners, plus artist interviews, turning Chicago into a living mixtape. Listen in every Friday night at 8 on 91.5 WBEZ Chicago and Vocalo.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Republican lawmakers today grilled the leader of Chicago Public Schools about transgender students, race, abortion, and religion. CPS CEO Macklin King was testifying today at a contentious U.S. House Education Committee hearing. At one point, King had an exchange with Republican U.S. Representative Tim Walberg. He pointed to a lawsuit filed by the Chicago Moody Bible Institute. It alleges discrimination after Moody students were initially not allowed to train in the Chicago Public Schools system.
Do teachers need to renounce their faith principles in order to teach in the school?
I actually started my teaching career in a Christian school, and although...
It ought to be an easy answer then. What's your answer? Do Christian teachers need to renounce their faith in order to teach in Chicago Public Schools?
No, they do not.
The district said it reached a deal that allows for Moody teachers in its classrooms. A federal judge has released the grand jury transcripts that tanked the controversial Broadview 6 case. This case centered on a protest outside an immigration facility in West Suburban Broadview. The case fell apart last month when Judge April Perry revealed improprieties during grand jury hearings. Transcripts released yesterday show apparent misconduct by a prosecutor who admitted to having improper conversations with grand jurors and who excused other jurors who did not agree with the case. Records show the proceedings were testy, and one grand juror was released after calling the case, quote, a crock of blank. A local immigration coalition is raising awareness about World Cup soccer team delegations who are struggling to enter the United States. My colleague Summer Van Benton reports a photographer for the Iraqi national soccer team was denied entry at O'Hare last week. Also, a player had additional inspections before being allowed into the United States. Cynthia Rodriguez works with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
The U.S. does not deserve to call itself a World Cup host if they're using this tournament to criminalize anyone that doesn't fit the Trump administration's white supremacist standards.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells the Sun-Times everybody who wants to enter the country has to go through CBP inspection and vetting, and that includes athletes, coaches, and staff. Fans heading to tonight's White Sox game will be able to pick up a limited edition hat. T. Sanders has designed what's being dubbed as Freedom Day hat. It's meant to celebrate Pride Month and commemorate Juneteenth. The Chicago native partnered with the team to create this design, and Sanders says it's personal to her.
I'm a Black lesbian woman, and before I'm a lesbian, I'm Black. I wanted to combine Juneteenth because June is the same month as Pride and Juneteenth. So, of course, I added the Black fist, the Black Power fist. I was like, okay, we here with it.
The hat features the Chicago skyline painted in Pride colors under a bill, and there is a special patch on the side of the hat with a raised fist. You're listening to The Rundown. 4 months ago, the organization behind the Obama Presidential Center held a workshop to teach Southside homeowners how to rent out their places on Airbnb. Research has shown Airbnbs contribute to higher rents and housing shortages. Woodlawn is the neighborhood around the center, and it's long been considered an affordable area. But now, housing advocates say longtime residents are being priced out. We have the story from my colleague Esther Yoon-Ji Kang.
Through the front door, we have a lockbox outside.
Christy Ramsey is showing me around her third floor, three-bedroom condo on a tree-lined street in Woodlawn. There's cool art on the walls, the living room is lined with comfy sectionals, and the guest room is serene and colorful.
We do have guests currently.
Here, Ramsey has hosted guests from all over the world in town for marathons, concerts, and conferences.
One guy who was from Italy cooked us like a broccoli something dish, which was one of the most amazing meals I've ever had.
Ramsey is an Airbnb superhost with more than a decade of experience and close to 200 glowing reviews. She usually makes around $60 per night for renting out her spare room, and she uses the extra income to pay for various things, including her ever-increasing property taxes. On good months, she brings in more than $1,200.
It pays for our food, our odds and ends from Costco. It allows us to go to dinner. When it's busy, I could pay a card note. So that income is very helpful.
Recently, because of the Obama Center, she got an alert from Airbnb that she could raise her nightly rate and make a little bit more. Ramsey is one of thousands of hosts in Chicago who rent out over Airbnb, the biggest shared housing platform in the city. And in her neighborhood, a WBEZ analysis found there's been more than a 45% increase in the number of short-term rental licenses issued by the city of Chicago in the past few years. That's compared to a nearly 40% decrease for the city as a whole. The growth of Airbnbs in the area has some housing advocates like Infinity Gant worried.
I grew up on 64th and Stony Island.
That's right across the street from where the Obama Center now sits. After Gant came back from college, she found out she was already priced out of her old neighborhood. She's been looking for an affordable one-bedroom or studio there for years while staying with her family.
I want to live on my own. I want to come to Woodlawn. I want to protect the neighborhood that I'm from.
But she can't. She says Woodlawn has changed a lot since she was a kid. It's lost a lot of Black residents. The rent is also higher, and Airbnbs are a part of that. Gant is okay with longtime residents like Ramsey, who rent out part of their home to help with living costs. But she's also met people who are buying up homes in the area just to turn them into Airbnbs.
I don't think people are really thinking about the exploitative nature of Airbnb. Like, yes, you are making a few extra dollars, right? But it is at the cost of a person who, you know, used to be able to live here who now can't.
The city does have some laws to address this, but Gant says there's not enough enforcement, which means people who see the Obama Center as a cash cow can find a way around the rules. She makes it clear she's not against the sprawling, sparkling new campus. She says it's brought a lot of investment into the area. But if one of the goals of the Obama Center is to honor the South Side of Chicago, and if its leaders want to leave a legacy for the community,
then we need people who live here who can speak to when it first came and the thrill of being able to visit.
She wants those people to be able to stay in the area 50 years from now, taking their grandkids to the Obama Center and telling stories of its beginnings. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.
Weather today, sunny, breezy, and hot, high in the upper 80s, the heat index in the upper 90s. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, a low in the low 70s. And Thursday, sunny, breezy, hot, more rain likely in the late afternoon, high again in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.